You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 on this Monday, November 27th. I'm Tyler Hergert, as it's time for our Valley Talk program, and joining me today is Elizabeth Boucher from United Way. And Elizabeth, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you, Tyler?
Oh, doing well. The sun is out. We made it through Thanksgiving. Did you guys have a great Thanksgiving over at United Way?
We did. The office is rapidly filling up with cool stuff for the auction, and that is one of the many things we're thankful for.
Yes. The auction, we'll be talking about that momentarily, but we just had you on a couple weeks ago talking about the Hugo's Taste of the Holidays. So how did that go?
It was that one is such a fun event because, you know, we just get to go and, like, hang out and have tasty food and visit with people, and really Hugo's did all the work. So we have to say a humongous thank you to Hugo's. And they match quite a bit of what, you know, is donated that night. So we'll be getting a check from them. And it was fun. We ran out of plates, so that's always a good sign. We had a ton of people come through. They ran out of the favorite item, at least on my board side, was it was a crostini, so a crunchy piece of bread with this herbed garlic dress or cheese on it, fig jam, who'd have thought, and a piece of roast beef, and it was absolutely delicious. They even ran out of recipe cards for how to make that.
Wow.
Yeah, and they had, you know, drinks, and they had sweet stuff, and they had savory, and they had every department. There was peppermint candy cane ice cream, which is frankly the best ice cream, really. So yeah, it was just, it was such a fun night, and I just so enjoy that. And people kind of come and get their collector cookie plate and work their way through and pretty much eat dinner, because there were, I want to say there were 12 stations with at least two items, if not three items, at each station. So you could definitely fill your belly that night, and it was, you know, for $5, it was a heck of a deal.
It sounds like everyone was able to fill up nicely there and get everything that they wanted. So another great event that you guys were able to put on. And again, hats off to the community for showing up and making it another successful event from the United Way.
Yeah. And again, Hugo's is such a wonderful giving partner. You know, anytime we ask, they're, sure, what can we do? And this one, it's kind of like having a Christmas party that you don't have to clean for. So hats off to Hugo's for being absolutely wonderful hosts and such great community partners. We kind of couldn't do a lot of this stuff without them.
So another great event that just took place. And then there's another great event that's coming up. It's the 2023 United Way Holiday Auction.
Yes, indeed. That is coming up. That will start next Monday. Most of the bidding really takes place later in the week. And it gets fierce. This is one of our bigger fundraisers. You know, our board members, they talk to local businesses and local artists, and we get so much, a lot of people, businesses have just so much fun, like, putting together, you know, baskets that are just bursting with really cool items. We've got LeBlanc Realty dropped off a welcome home basket, so it's got, you know, this wonderful candle that makes my office smell like coffee, so I kind of love that.
Oh, nice.
We've got Lake Place Bed and Breakfast, which is a brand new bed and breakfast that just opened just outside of the Twin Cities. They gave us an overnight stay with a visit to a local winery. Minocqua gave us a ton of Minocqua swag. Trey Everett, who does so much of his artwork is visible all over town, he gave us an 8x10 print of one of his pieces of work. Let me see. I'm kind of going through my list here. Scobie's Pub and Grove gave us a big basket of Scobie's swag. Travis Oliver kind of did double duty. His class made two huge and just gorgeous charcuterie boards.
Oh, nice.
And then Travis Oliver and Moncton Agency gave us a day on the river canoeing package. Goodness, what else do we have? American Crystal gave us a baker's basket full of stuff and sugar and everything you need to bake all the cookies. Hair Connection, Carrie Larson, gave us a basket full of hair care items. Sheer Sisters also gives us hair care items. Goodness, you guys at KROX gave us a Mall of America family pack, which will be awesome. We've got Red Hawks tickets. We've got a Super Canna basket made by our very own Becky Cymbaloc. She's the author of the book, and she made a really soft and fluffy blanket and a really cute little stuffed animal that goes with it. We have a theater rental and $200 worth of concessions, so you can rent the theater and have all the snacks. Goodness. D Manufacturing gave us a couple of those. These really cool, they're griddles, but they're also thawing trays.
Okay.
So you can cook on them or thaw your meat on them or do both. We've got a package of RBJ's jellies and syrups, along with a pancake turner and some kitchen towels and all of that. So we thought that was really, you know, very special because everybody loves RBJ's preserves.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. There's so much.
Yeah.
I'm kind of going through the list and we could go on like the entire time just rattling off things that I've got, but
yeah, no, it's great that all these local businesses are able to support the holiday auction. So what's the purpose of holding a holiday auction like this?
This one it's a wonderful fundraiser. The fact that it's online means that we can keep our costs down, so more of the money goes to the agencies and the programs that we're funding. So we don't have to have a big, you know, fancy night out. We literally can do it online. You can sit there and get into a bidding war with somebody in your pajamas. Actually, the first year we did it, I think two of my sisters were bidding against each other for the same item they were planning to give each other, and I knew it. But I didn't tell them until they'd gotten the price up a little bit. And so, yeah, you can, you know, check on your items. There's a way to watch an item that you like. You can kind of keep an eye on it, and it will alert you when, like, the bidding's getting fierce on your item. And all of these, the links to our site will be on both our website and we'll post it all over our Facebook here in the next couple of days. It's in preview mode right now, so you can kind of start looking at things starting on Wednesday. You can earmark your items or put a star by them or bookmark them or however you want to pay attention to them. And starting Monday, we will set it to live and you can start bidding. And then bidding will go through 8 o'clock on, let me look at my calendar real quick here, the 9th. So you'll be able to bid all the way through Saturday the 9th. And then you will be notified if you are the winning bidder. And we'll be able to pick up your stuff that following week here at the office. And we're good to go.
Yeah, that sounds like another great event that you guys are putting on. And again, it's going to be from December 4th through the 9th that people can bid. And it's going to be on the website only?
Correct. It'll be on our GiveSmart website, which is the kind of the host for the auction site. And this will be the third year that we've done this one through GiveSmart, and it just works really, really well. You register, and you know, so you've got your bidder name on there. The bids are all anonymous, so nobody knows that you're bidding against somebody. Like I said, I got lucky one day and just happened to notice from the administrator's standpoint that my sisters were bidding on something, but you don't know who you're bidding against, and nobody knows who's going for you, so nobody's going to try to get you. But there's so much. There's experiences, and there's items, and there's baskets, and it's just really it's really fun. It's really cool. It's kind of one-stop shopping. I've had people who have bought like 6 or 7 things off our auction, and they're like, "Well, I'm done. I don't have to shop anymore." So it is. It's just a really wonderful. The community steps up, and you know, we usually get a whole bunch of pirate swag from Erickson Embroidery. UMC came through with a giant basket of stuff and experiences. So there's UMC items as well as tickets to games and visits to the horse barn and all that kind of stuff. So we've got a massage package from Amanda at Healing Hands. What else am I looking at? Got a window cleaning. So if you don't want doing windows, we've got C-Clean LLC. They gave us a window cleaning package. And so, yeah, we've just got – there's so much going on. And like I said, my office looks like a really cool garage sale right now, a super fancy garage sale.
Yeah, and it feels like there's a little bit of something for everyone. So and that's – is that one of the purposes of an event like this?
Yeah, we really, I mean, we have family game. There's a basket from Benedictine Living that's full of like family card games and snacks and treats. We've got bath items. We've got a ninja oven, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. We've got decor. We have art. We have rental of the sports center. So if you ever wanted the ice all to yourself for a while, you can bid on that one. There's literally, you could pretty much shop for all of your favorite people.
Yeah, that's one way how to do your holiday shopping is to go through this. And you mentioned it earlier. That's actually how some people do their holiday shopping. And the money all goes for a great cause, too.
It does. It goes to, 21 great causes in the Crookston area. All of the money that we raise, we then grant to local agencies, Polk County DAC. We grant to hospice. We grant to Meals on Wheels. Reach Out for Warmth, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Patch After School Program, Imagination Library, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library Program. There's a bunch of them. There's 21 of them that we funded last year. And all that money helps your neighbors and helps your family and helps your friends and helps people that you know. It's all money that stays in Crookston.
And that's a wonderful reason to get involved in this. You were talking about all these businesses that are involved and all the packages that they've put together. Do they reach out to you guys to be involved in this?
No, I have a wonderful board of 10 people, and they all got like 5 people to reach out to. And then I had a couple of volunteers who are not on my board but just love this event and love the United Way, and so they jumped in and got, I think she got like 10 or 12 items there. I reach out to people. This is one of those kind of all hands on deck events. The getting ready for it is more work than the event itself. And once it's up and running, I don't have to do all that much. So it's really just the gathering of the items, and people can, they're bringing their items here to our office at the Phil Thompson Building, which is over by right next to Service Pro. And if you're a private citizen and you want to put something together and have it put on the auction, please do bring it by. I unfortunately will be in and out of the office a lot. I have a family member in the hospital down in Fargo, so I need to be back and forth for that. But Phil Thompson agreed to babysit our items for us. If you want to donate something, please bring it into the Phil Thompson office. Let us, leave a sticky on there as the rough retail value of it, so we know where to start the bidding, and your name if you want to be credited for donating an item. So we would love that. We had a lady a couple years ago drop off a big basket full of art supplies for kids. And we've had other people just, stop and drop off a gift card, and they want to give that, or they... putting together a basket is super fun. We had somebody do a caribou basket last year where they put in a couple of gift cards and some coffee beans and a mug and a few other, really cool caribou items, and that one went really fast. So it's one of those, if you've got something you want to donate, please do. We would absolutely love it. We only, new items, obviously. And things that can be given for Christmas.
So if you're in the mood to donate something like that, you can get involved not just through the bidding process, but have some items be bid on. And people can get involved by bringing that to the office.
Yep, I will be. Our regular office hours are kind of suspended right now just because I have to be back and forth to Fargo. But Lisa over at Phil Thompson said she'd be here all day, kind of regular office hours, and she'll be here all week. So if they want to drop something off and Phil Thompson will hang on to it for us until we're back.
And again, people can start looking at the website for bidding. That's going to be coming up this week.
Yep, Wednesday afternoon we'll try to get it live and ready to go, so you can kind of see and start marking your favorites. Check back frequently because things will be added all the way through the weekend as they come in, because some people are a little bit later than others. but we'll be adding things, as soon as they come in. We take a picture and do a little write-up, and then we put it on the auction site and on our Facebook, so people will be able to find everything that we have. So.
And the auction will start December 4th. Is there a time when it starts?
I think I've got it set to start at like 8 a.m., and it will go to 8 p.m. Saturday the 9th.
So, again, the 8th, or the the 4th, starting at 8 a.m., and then the 9th, ending at 8 p.m., and again, if you want to donate, you can head over to United Way and put something together, and they will get it on the website, so, and the website will be up on Wednesday, so really exciting there.
Very exciting.
Is there anything else that's coming up?
This is it for the short term. We will probably be doing Dine Out Week again with the local restaurants at the end. Usually we do that at the end of January. And then next thing after that would probably be our jail and bail. And that's usually March, mid to late March. And then we're quiet for a little while.
Yeah. Well, after this event, you know, with all hands being on deck, it's well worth having a little bit of a breather there, kind of get yourself together and then get ready, especially because it'll be the new year.
Right. And we're, you know, we're already, and thank you, Crookston, we are already at about 33% of our goal. And we just started, you know, our campaign a month ago. So thank you. You know, Crookston always comes through for the United Way, always comes through for those agencies. You know, we take care of our people here, and Crookston does very, very well by us and by our agencies. So thank you, Crookston, because we literally 100% could not do this without you. We wouldn't even exist without you.
Yes, the Crookston community, very generous and gracious. If people want to get involved with United Way, but they aren't able to get involved with the holiday auction, is there a way that people can do that?
You know, we would love to have a few more board members. Please email us or contact us through our Facebook page. We're, you know, I try to respond pretty quickly, and and we have, you know, we periodically do events where we need volunteers, and we usually post those on our website and on our Facebook. So give us a call if you see an event that you'd like to help us out with, whether it's Eat United, whether it's one of our fundraisers. We will always take willing helpers.
And how are those ways that people can contact United Way if they are interested?
They can email us at exec@unitedwayofcrookston.org. They can check out our Facebook page and message us via Facebook. They can call the office at 218-281-1715. Our office hours are generally Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8 till about 4. Again, this week's a little wacky, but you know, we check the machine and we check our messages and so those are the best ways to get a hold of us. Might be email or Facebook might be the best right now.
So a couple of ways to contact United Way, as the 2023 United Way holiday auction is coming up December 4th through the 9th. Again, the bidding will start at 8 a.m. on Monday, December 4th. We'll close at 8 p.m. on December 9th, and the website is going to be up in the middle of the week. You're looking at Wednesday for when people can start previewing and maybe saving those items that they'd be interested in bidding on.
Right. Correct.
And people can still get involved if you'd like to put together any sort of package to be bid on. You can head over to United Way with your package and your information. And if they aren't there, you said Phil Thompson and Associates are helping out.
Lisa at Phil Thompson is happily babysitting our stuff for us.
All right. Well, that sounds wonderful. A great event coming up here. And, of course, you can find out more information on the website, unitedwayofcrookston.org. Well, Libby, is there anything else you'd like to speak on today?
Goodness, I think that's all I got today.
All right. Well, I will let you go. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you have a happy holiday season. Look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
You bet. We'll talk to you after.
So that was Libby Boucher from United Way here on today's Valley Talk program.